You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Clubhouse Show.
Welcome in on the A's Clubhouse Show. Big sigh of relief, everybody. Yes. Walking a tightrope, got a little dicey, got a little hairy, but they figured out a way to win it and score 8 runs in the process. And the final score is probably a little bit deceiving, an 8-4 win for the A's, but nonetheless, the A's will take it, win number 51. And they climb 11 games over 500. It is the A's Clubhouse Show. Vince Catrone along with a player shortly. Roxy Bernstein in for Chris Townsend with Ken Korak. And take a deep breath now, Ken. They got it.
Yeah, no, it was a great win. They really needed it because, you know, not to belabor the point we talked about so often, but when you lose so many close games and all these one-run decisions, it can be deflating after a while because – you know, especially because you invest so much in a game. You think of, you know, one thing, when you empty your bullpen, if you lose it, it almost feels like you lose two games because now you're not sure you're going to have those guys the next day, Roxy. So it was a big win for the A's. And also to break out with the home runs, as we said, they hit only like 4 long balls in their previous 8 games. They hit 4 today. So that was big. And you've got guys that really start to feel pretty good about themselves who'd been scuffling, like Piscotty and Seth Brown and, you know, big hits from Lowry today, and Jed had 3 hits, and, you know, it's amazing to watch him right now. He's playing like the Lowry of old.
And you could see it coming with Jed. He was due for a hot streak after he got off to a great start, then kind of cooled off, but now it just seems he's locked in from both sides of the plate, Ken. He's stroking the ball well, and even when he's making outs, it's loud contact.
Yeah, it's around like 375, 380 for him in his last 14 games, Roxy, and that would include 4 home runs and about 10 RBIs, I think, after today. So, yeah, it's great to see. And the emergence of Tony Kemp, although Tony's been scuffling, it frees Jed up to DH. And that, I think that's helped Jed be able to play almost every day for the A's. He's been durable, and, you know, who would have thought that we'd be saying that after the last couple of years with the Mets, which, you know, were so tough for him. But you go back to the early days of spring training, he was in great shape, and he came out, and the A's were pretty sure he was going to be their starting second baseman. And the move to bring Jed back for his third stint with the club has really paid off.
Yeah, there's something about when he just puts the green and gold on. And the issues that he had in New York and playing just a handful of games the last couple of seasons, and he just, it seems like he's comfortable when he's with the A's. He understands his role, what's expected of him. And it's just a seamless fit, him coming back. And Bob Melvin talked about it pregame that this is a guy that he just smells RBIs. He's up there. He finds a way to drive in runs. And he came through in a big part of why the A's are coming away with a win today.
Yeah, the big base hits are right in the 11th. I think a big part of that is his approach, right? Sure, you agree that he grinds every at-bat. He never gives up an at-bat. He knows the situations and knows what's needed. So fundamentally, he's just a really good hitter, and that's the kind of guy you want, especially in like situations where runner at third, less than 2 outs, when a fly ball give you a run. He's just the perfect guy to have in those situations. We should also tip our hat to Lou Trevino today because he saved the A's with his relief. And every club is going to say, well, so-and-so should have made the team, and there are all the, you know, the slights and people that believe they might have been snubbed for the All-Star game. He's too classy to say that, but Trevino has pitched like an All-Star in the first half for the A's.
He's been fantastic, and you're right. The job that he did to wiggle out of that mess that Diekman left for him in the 8th inning. But just one more thought on Jed, Ken, is it's funny because earlier in that bat, Joe West called a strike on a pitch that was probably 5-6 inches off the outside.
Yeah.
And the facial expression from Jed and the disdain that he has for a call, because I don't know if a hitter has better recognition or knows the strike zone better than Jed Lowry. And when he knows the pitch is outside, and the look that he has on his face when a ball that he knows is clearly a ball gets called a strike, I don't want to say entertaining because I'm upset for him, but the disdain that he has, that look on his face, is priceless.
Yeah, it's like a personal affront to him when that happens. Like, don't do that to me. I know the strike zone. I know my zone. But the other thing is that he gets over it fast.
Yeah.
And he stays with his approach of maybe all the guys the A's have had in all the years I've been here. I don't know that anybody is more focused on process than Jed. And that comes from the personal discipline that he has, the way he lives his life, and the way that he approaches the game. He's just a guy that, you know, he's very present in the moment every time he's at the plate. That's kind of a, you know, Zen kind of sounding thing, but that really is the way that Jed approaches the game.
And you mentioned some of the other guys that were able to contribute. And, for example, the way Seth Brown was swinging the bat today, he, in three at-bats, hit the ball hard all three times. Sean Murphy gets the long home run as well. But for Stephen Piscotty, and he was dealing with the wrist injury, it's been a frustrating go of it so far this year. And as Vince talked about, his first home run since hitting one off Matt Shoemaker in Minneapolis in mid-May. So we're going on almost 2 months between home runs, and that had to feel really good for Stephen Piscotty.
And he's a guy who can be a run producer. We've seen it. He can be an everyday outfielder for the A's. He's done it before for the club. And so we still have the second half of the season to go, and assuming that, you know, he'll be healthy after the wrist and the, you know, twice this year now he's had the shot in his left wrist, but he's a guy you can put in the middle of a lineup if he gets hot. So I know the A's are hopeful for that, and he is too. And the A's need help offensively, and he's a guy that could really provide that for them.
No question, considering that you have Mitch Moreland on the injured list right now, Chad Pinder just going on the injured list. Hopefully Mark Canna will be back after the break from the injured list. It was another bat I think the A's sorely need. But if they can get Stephen Piscotty going, it helps lengthen the lineup because we know the lack of production up until today they had been getting from the bottom of the order. And if he's hitting, I think it makes your bench a little bit stronger as well.
It's a great point because the A's have a young bench, and you'd like for the guys that you bring up from AAA to really contribute, but sometimes you're aware of the gap between AAA and the big leagues is pretty wide. And one thing the A's have had in with their good clubs, Roxy, is veteran guys on the bench, and I thought they had that going into the season. If you look back at what was looking like it might have been like a lost off season for the A's that they turned around toward the end with some really key acquisitions. And so, like, on any given day, you might have had a Mitch Moreland off the bench. And he's, you know, his numbers aren't great this year, but he was a good pinch hitter. Pinder was one of the best pinch hitters in the league in the first half. Tony Kemp can give you good at-bats. So, but that's all changed because of the injuries. And over the years, even going back to the early 2000s, the A's had the veteran guys that they acquired that could help them off the bench, like Ronnie Gant had a big home run in the World Series, in the Division Series at Yankee Stadium. So you run down through the list of the guys that, starting with Billy Bean, getting Velarde in 99.
Yeah.
And they've acquired some really key guys, so maybe even internally, if someone like Piscotty can get hot. And maybe they might do something at the break or at the deadline, Roxy, because I think that if you're going to play all these close games, I think it puts maybe even a greater focus on some of the guys you might have that can help your club coming off the bench.
And that's why today was so critical, as you alluded to, taxing your bullpen. You use Petit, Diekman, Trevino, and Wendelken, and you're able to get the win, and you could really feel good going into the break, considering the struggles the A's have had, Ken, the last couple of weeks. To get this win today, if you can win this series tomorrow, I think everybody will have a positive feeling leaving Texas and getting ready for the second half starting Friday against the Indians at the Coliseum.
I think that's big, don't you? If you can take some momentum into the break and really look at the standings and say, well, instead of going like 50-42, if they had lost today and tomorrow, or if they were to lose tomorrow, and flip that to 52-40, third time that Bassett and Colby Allard have matched up. That'll be tomorrow. Bassett's gotten the best of Allard and the Rangers. He's won the first two. And, you know, so that would be, you know, through all the stuff, you're going to have ups and downs in a season. And you go into the break 12 games over, Roxy. That's still a pretty good first half.
It is. And you also look on the scoreboard, and right now the Yankees a 1-0 lead. against the Astros there in the fourth inning is they do not have a hit, Houston, to this point against Gerrit Cole, who's starting for the Yankees today. And Aaron Judge, all rise, number 21 to left center, 1-0 Yankees. Fourth inning at Minute Maid. Ken, enjoy your night, and we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Sounds great. Thanks, Brox.
The voice of the A's, Ken Korak, with us here, 8-4. The A's knocking off the Rangers, evening this series at a game apiece. It is the A's Clubhouse Show. To get in line and join the show, you can dial in at 833-625-2278, 1-833-625-2278. Coming up, we'll tell you how this game unfolded. We'll hear from the A's Clubhouse as well, and we'll hear from you as well. Roxy Bernstein in on the A's Clubhouse Show, along the Oakland A's Radio Network, A's Cast, and, of course, our flagship station, 960 AM in San Francisco.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. RingCentral is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
Driven, determined, resilient. Cal State East Bay students are today's creative thinkers and tomorrow's workforce for the region. Cal State East Bay is recognized as one of the most transformative college experiences nationwide, educating the new generation that questions the status quo and works together to find meaningful solutions. Apply today for our degree and certificate programs. We are not just a university, we are a community. Find yourself here at csueastbay.edu.
This is A's Clubhouse.
We continue on the A's Clubhouse Show on this Saturday evening. I guess we can call it evening now, late afternoon still if you want. But a good win for the Oakland A's and a much-needed win, 8-4, as they knock off the Rangers, scoring four times in the 11th. Roxy Bernstein with you here from the A's Clubhouse coming up in a bit, and your phone calls as well here at 833-625-625. 2278 on the A's Clubhouse Show. Let's tell you how this game unfolded today after a tough loss for the A's last night in Texas, trying to even the series. James Kaprielian making the start for the A's against the right-hander Mike Fultonevich going for the Texas Rangers. It was Texas on the board first. Two outs, nobody on against Kaprielian in the home first. And boy, what a rookie season so far it has been for the Texas Rangers center fielder Adelis Garcia, and it continued in the bottom of the first.
So Garcia, right-handed hitter, an all-star for the Rangers. Here's the pitch by Kaprielian now, and that's swung on and driven to right, way back. Seth Brown at the track, right to the wall, leaping, and it's gone. Didn't have to leap. About three rows back in the seats in right, that's number 22 for Adelis Garcia. And the Rangers have an early 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first.
So it was 1-0, the 22nd for Garcia. And then Joey Gallo, the next hitter, made it 2-0.
A shift the infield. Here's Caprillion's 0-1 pitch now. And Gallo hits it high in the air to right. Brown back at the track, right to the wall. And the Rangers have gone back to back. 2-0 Texas in the bottom of the first.
Seems like it's Joey Gallo's 94th home run against the A's this year, but it's only his 24th overall, and Gallo making it 2-0, so the All-Stars for Texas go back-to-back. It was 2-0 Rangers after one. The A's came right back, though, in similar fashion. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the second, Sean Murphy climbed in.
Fultonevich delivers, and here's the 0-1 pitch, and that's swung on. That's drilled to left, way back, no doubt. And Murphy has hit it out. That gets the A's on the board. And now it's 2-1, Texas. That was a rocket. Right up toward the second deck and left.
Number 11 for Murphy. And if you thought that blast from Sean Murphy traveled, how about this one from Seth Brown?
Seth, left-handed hitter. And the pitch by Fultonevich is a backdoor breaking ball strike in the outside corner. Well, that was in the first start that Fulton Evich made against the A's this year on June 23rd. When he allowed six hits and six runs, allowed six hits and two runs as Brown hits one to right center. That's way back. That's no doubt. And quickly, this ball game is tied. Home run derby in Arlington today. That was a tremendous shot about 15 rows back in the seats in right center by Seth Brown. And now it's a 2-2 ball game.
That ball was absolutely destroyed. 472 feet off the bat of Seth Brown, his 10th of the year, and we were tied at 2 after Texas went back-to-back in the home first. The A's right away in the top of the second did their own back-to-back version for Murphy and Brown, and we were 2-2 in the top of the second. It stayed a 2-2 ball game until the fourth. Two outs, nobody on, and Jed Lowry gave the A's the lead.
And the pitch. A swing and a fly ball to right. Back is Dahl to the track at the wall. Jumps and it will go. Jed Lowry hits it out, his 9th of the year. Just enough over the glove of the right fielder, and the A's take a 3-2 lead. Jed Lowry finding the power bat again as he connects on his third home run against Texas pitching. All solos today, 3 for the A's. And 2 for the Rangers and a 3-2 Athletics advantage.
Yeah, last 14 games he's batting around 375 with 4 home runs. And he's been a big story for the A's this year.
So the 9th for Lowry and a 3-2 lead for the A's. And it carried all the way until the bottom of the 8th inning. As James Kaprielian didn't have his A stuff today, but he found a way to battle through. Then it was Kaprielian turning over to Delius Guerra. Yusmeiro Petit both did really good jobs out of the bullpen. Then Jake Diekman ran into trouble in the 8th inning trying to protect a one-run lead, a leadoff walk to what we have to call him Nathaniel Lowe now for the Texas Rangers. After Garcia struck out, a walk to Gallo, and then Jonah Heim, the former Athletic, tied the game.
Diekman peering in, now ready, he's at the belt. And the 1-2 pitch to Heim, here it is, swung on and hit, into right for a base hit. White's around third, up of the wall is Brown. The throw comes back to the infield. White has scored. That ties the game at 3-3. Jonah Heim goes the other way against his former club. He scores White from second. Gallo goes from first to third. Holding it first with a single is Heim. And it's 3-3 in the bottom of the eighth. And still just one away.
So the RBI single by Heim, and it was 3-3. Bob Melvin going to the bullpen for Lou Trevino to try to wiggle out of it and keep it a 3-3 game. And he was able to do it, getting a strikeout of Andy Ibañez and then a ground out from Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. And it was 3-3 after 8. It stayed that way until the 10th. And the A's reclaimed the lead thanks to an error in the inning which helped the A's. 2 on, 2 out, and Ramon Laureano at the plate.
2-2 on the way. Swinging a ground ball deep short. Knocked down by Kiner-Falefa. Has no play. And for the A's in the score on it is Sean Murphy. And it's a 4-3 Oakland lead. Laureano with a sharp ground ball to deep short. Gets his 31st RBI. As Murphy is home. Piscotty goes to third base. And the second hit today for Laureano.
So the infield hit, Laureano gives the A's the lead at 4-3. And then to the bottom of the 10th with J.B. Wendelken taking over on the mound. The zombie runner, as Vince calls him, was White at second base. It's Eli White out there after Garcia flew out. And then a walk to Gallo, putting two on for Texas. It was Heim again that came through for the Texas Rangers.
Heim taking a little extra time. Now stands back in. Gallo's an above average runner too at first base. Steps away a short lead. Here comes a 3-0. He's got a green light. Pulls another ground off the body of Wilson. Goes to second for one. They get the force there. But in the score on the play is White, and we're tied at 4. Jacob Wilson with his first chance to maybe end the game with a 4-6-3 double play. The ball kicks off his glove. Incoming to score is White, and we're tied again.
So initially the official score had ruled that an error against Jacob Wilson of the A's and then changed it later to an infield hit, but that brought in the run and Texas pulled even and there were still two on with one out. But when Delkin was able to get out of it, a double play ball off the bat of Andy Ibanez, and we were 4-4 to the 11th. And then the A's broke it open. In the top of the 11th inning, Elvis Andrus was the runner at second base. Matt Olson was walked by Spencer Patton. So there was two on for the A's after Matt Chapman struck out. Jed Lowrie came through again.
And here's the pitch, and it's swung on a ground ball into right field for a hit. Here's Elvis around third coming to the plate, and the throw to the plate in, and the slide, and he's safe. And the A's take the lead. It's 5-4 A's. And Olson goes from first to third, and Lowrie comes through once again for the Athletics. A ground ball through the right side hole. And it turned into a pretty close play at the plate with White, the right fielder, coming up throwing, and Elvis sliding in with the A's fifth run.
So a run for the A's, and they were not done in the top half of the 11th inning. There were runners aboard for Sean Murphy, and Murphy grounded out, but then a wild pitch from Patton brought in Matt Olson, and the A's had a two-run lead. With Jed Lowrie at second base and two outs, Stephen Piscotty put an exclamation point on the top of the 11th.
And the pitch to Piscotty, it's an 0-1, it's on the way, and he swings and drives one to deep left field, way back, headed for the wall, and gone in the second deck. Stephen Piscotty breaks it open with a second-deck home run in Arlington. In the top of the 11th inning, that's a two-run shot, and the Athletics have taken an 8-4 lead.
So for Piscotty, his first home run in nearly 2 months, his fifth of the year, and that made it a four-run top of the 11th and an 8-4 lead for the A's. When Delkin would work a scoreless bottom of the 11th, and the A's an 8-4 win over the Texas Rangers in 11. 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 5 left. For Texas, 4 runs, 6 hits with an error, 11 runners left aboard. When Delkin, the winner, 2-1 over Patton, takes the loss, he is 0-1. 3 hours, 55 minutes to play it in front of 30,030 at Globe Life Field this afternoon / late afternoon, early evening. The A's hit 4 home runs in the game. Sean Murphy, his 11th. Seth Brown, number 10, the ninth for Jed Lowrie, and Stephen Piscotty hitting his fifth of the season. A couple of homers for Texas, number 22 for Adelis Garcia, and the 24th for Joey Gallo. 8-4, the A's with the win. 833-625-2278 to join us on the A's Clubhouse Show to talk about this win. And as we're taking you up until the All-Star break, the finale of the quote-unquote first half tomorrow will wrap up the series with the Texas Rangers, and also Vince will have Jed Lowrie coming up. That's all straight ahead as the A's Clubhouse Show continues. 8-4, the A's win it in 11 on the Oakland A's Radio Network.
No matter what's ahead, you count on family. And Northern California families count on Honda. Fuel efficient with high-tech safety features like Honda Sensing and Apple CarPlay. Plus legendary dependability you can pass down from one generation to the next. Right now, get an exceptional deal on a new Accord at your Northern California Honda dealer or NorCalHondaDealers.com. Around here, people count on two things, family and Honda. Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Bay Area locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But it's only fourth period, and you have to teach English to a bunch of kids all afternoon. But don't let that stop you from enjoying those juicy boneless wings. Why not just pop in that Romeo and Juliet DVD, kick up your feet, and click order now. Shakespeare can take it from here. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Get the Big Night In bundle at Wingstop.com. 25 boneless wings for $16.99 at participating locations only.
The A's will jumpstart the second half of their season on Friday, July 16th with a three-game weekend series against the Cleveland Indians. Don't miss your chance to cheer on the Athletics as Oakland continues their push to the postseason.
On a drive to deep center field. Going back, Hernandez at the track, right to the wall. Gone! Elvis Andrus! He ties the game in the bottom of the ninth.
Enjoy the summer glow of the Coliseum starting on July 16th. Grab your tickets today at athletics.com/tickets.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Much needed victory for the Oakland A's today in Texas against the Rangers. 8-4 in 11. The A's get it done, getting four in the top half of the 11th inning. As J.B. Wendelken pitches the final couple of innings to preserve the win for the A's to even this series. And the series concludes tomorrow, Game 3. Of the series with the Rangers, and also it is the finale before the All-Star break for the A's. Wrapping up this Texas two-stop road trip after losing 2 out of 3 in Houston, the A's have a chance to win 2 out of 3 in Arlington against the Rangers. First pitch, 11:35 tomorrow morning, which means we will start everything on A's Total Access on A's Cast beginning at 10:35, and then we'll take you up until Chris Bassitt making the start, the newly named All-Star for the Oakland A's. Bassitt, 9-2. And a 3.41 ERA. Bassitt will take on the lefty Colby Allard, making the start for Texas. 2-5 and a 3.45 ERA. And that will wrap it up. And then the A's are off until Friday when they open up a homestand at the Coliseum with 3 against the Indians and then a couple against the Angels before hitting the road, going to Seattle, San Diego, and Anaheim on the next road trip for the A's. So a critical stretch coming up, and the A's would love to get some momentum heading into the All-Star break, feeling good for a few days before everybody coming back to the Coliseum to kick off the quote-unquote second half on Friday against the Cleveland Indians and a 3-game set against Terry Francona's team beginning Friday night, 6:40 at the Coliseum. A couple of day games, 1:07 both Saturday and Sunday. Then the Angels are in for 2 on Monday, July 19th at 6:40. And then a 12:37 matinee on Tuesday the 20th before hitting the road to begin that tough road trip, which is a 10-game, 3-city road trip, 4 in Seattle, 2 in San Diego, and then 4 in Southern California against the Angels. The number to reach us here on the A's Clubhouse Show, love to hear from you, Roxy Bernstein in for Chris Townsend, 1-833-625-2278. 833-625-2278. We'll hear from you coming up shortly. But Vince Catronio catching up with one of the offensive heroes for the A's. A big day for Jed Lowry at the plate, including a big home run early and a huge single in part of that 4-run 11th inning. And here is Vince with the A's second baseman / DH, Jed Lowry.
Well, the Athletics victorious today, took extra innings. They won it in 11-8-4. Home run, single, double, including the game-winning hit for the A's in the 11th inning. Jed Lowry joins us. Jed, I mean, these games have been tearing your hearts out, coming down to the end, low-scoring games, and trying to post these victories and get on a run. What kind of a game was today?
I think it was a big win for us. You know, we busted out there in the top of the 11th or whatever it was, and you know that. To your point earlier about playing these close games, it's all you can really ask for, right? Is to be in every single game. And I don't think we've been out of many of these games. We just, you know, either haven't gotten the big hit or, you know, just given up one too many. And that's part of the baseball season. And you just keep grinding along.
What was the reaction like after the Rangers hit back-to-back home runs in the first and the A's turn right back around and give it back to them?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it was, it's a little deflating to go out there and, you know, give up, 2 home runs, in the first, but the guys responded and then Cap did a great job and really shut the door. You know, that was a big response for us. And then even bigger by Cap stepping up and, you know, giving us the work that he did.
You had your 9th home run today and you're in a really good stretch right now. Is there anything, you know, what's good about the way you feel at the plate, because you hit right-handed and left-handed? And you seem to be seeing the ball really well.
Yeah, once again, right, like the ebbs and flows of the season, you know, you just kind of have to go along with it. I love the motto we have this year, ride the wave, because I think that perfectly sums up the baseball season. And, you know, to quote Johnny Cash, right, steady like a train, sharp like a razor. So, you know, you just try to stay as sharp as you can and just stay as consistent as you can.
Didn't know I was talking with the Casey Kasem today, but that's a good thing. You're at bat in the 11th inning. You are among the best in the league with runners in scoring position. What is it that works for you in terms of stepping in the box and being ready for that situation and just allowing the situation to play out?
Yeah, I think just, you know, simplifying everything and, you know, not, you know, I guess digesting the moment and, you know, understanding what needs to be done. And then just, you know, working to get a good pitch to do what you're trying to do. And, you know, trust that the work you've put in, you can go up there and get a good swing off.
One game left, but I understand, you know, every player understands that the break is there for a reason. How important will the break be for you personally and for the ball club in general?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's we're at that point of the season where it'll be nice to have a few days off, let everybody take both a mental and physical break from the game and refresh. But you know, we got one more, like you said, so we'll dial it up tomorrow and hopefully take some momentum into the break.
Always appreciate it, Jed. Thank you.
Thanks, Vince.
Roxy, back to you.
All right, Vince. Jed Lowrie, a three-hit day for the A's, including that home run in the fourth, a double in the seventh, and the RBI single scoring a run as well in the four-run 11th, 8-4. The A's get the victory in Texas to even the series. 1-833-625-2278 is the number to join us here on the A's Clubhouse Show, 833-625-2278. Roxy Bernstein in for Chris Townsend. By the way, updating you on that game in Houston, Gerrit Cole is still not allowed a hit. They are in the bottom of the fifth inning. Yankees 1, Astros nothing on a home run by Aaron Judge. And going for the Astros today on the mound is Zach Greinke. But he was lifted after 4, so you wonder if something's going on with Greinke. And then Christian Javier is taken over in the ballgame. Greinke throwing 65 pitches in 4 innings. So you wonder if there's something up with Zach Greinke, which would not be good for the Houston Astros. So 1-0 lead again for the Yankees, bottom of the fifth there at Minute Maid Park. 833-625-2278. Let's hit the phones. Let's lead it off in Oakland. Eleanor's gone? Scott, she's gone? She held all this time? Eleanor, I don't know what happened. Your line dropped. Call back. Let's head down to the South Bay in San Jose. Rob, you're actually leading us off. We thought it was going to be Eleanor, but it's Rob in
Amazing.
San Jose. What's up?
No gag order on Rob from San Jose today. Thanks, Roxy. You love it. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Let's take a tournament of any type, poker tournament. You know, I think putting a man at first, you know, it kind of cheapens what it takes to get to first or second by putting a man on second by the 10th inning. I wish baseball, maybe this is a Hegelian practice where we at the extreme put him at second, but I think we need to get a sense of urgency, figuring out not cheapening what it takes to even get to the end of these games where you're burning a starter, you're burning all this pitching, and then it's, you know, to get a guy on first is a big deal. And these are pro athletes pitching, you know, the pitching is pro hitters, and, you know, just giving him, you know, cutting the diamond in half and just making it a 90-degree situation to get home is, I think, a little too much instant jeopardy by the 10th inning. I could stand a little bit more of a graduation to make this, you know, wind up to where, you know, your wagers are now being, you know, they're forcing hands. I think they force it too soon with this scenario. I think it's a little bit of an insult to the overall athleticism of the game and sportsmanship to get there. I don't know what you feel about that.
I'm with you, Rob. I'm not – initially, look, I understood why we put it in for last year. Right, and also the 7-inning doubleheaders. Those are a couple of things that, look, I think the novelty of the putting the runner at second base to start, I understood it, but I think there's got to be a better solution than this, because all of a sudden it is having that effect. We are getting games shortened, and that is happening. But also at the same time, it's such a disadvantage where you are in the lineup. I mean, I get it. It's baseball. Things happen. But I think first base could be a better solution. I do see where you're getting at with that, Rob. But the one that really bothers me more is the seven-inning doubleheaders. Where, well, okay, last year – but last year you wanted to limit the time you're at the ballpark, right? The possibility –
yeah, the COVID thing.
Exactly, and being around other people. Where I think now you can go back to regular doubleheaders and regular games and nine-inning baseball games. As they were talking about during the broadcast today, Vince and Ken, that with all the doubleheaders that the Mets are going to be playing, they're essentially going to be, what, six games short, technically, by innings, if you will, because of all the doubleheaders and makeups that they have. And I just think you're shortchanging the game. And rosters are built to play nine innings. And that's what players are accustomed to. And doubleheaders, I think, should go back to being nine-inning doubleheaders. And, like, for example, earlier this season, all right, if you're counting seven-inning games, then why wasn't Madison Bumgarner's seven-inning no-hitter counted as a no-hitter? If you're counting a seven-inning game as a baseball game and a completed game, then why isn't a seven-inning no-hitter called a no-hitter? That one just really frustrated me. That's probably the biggest gripe I have with the way baseball is set up right now is I'm not a fan of the seven-inning game. And then, for example, the seven-inning no-hitter that wasn't technically a no-hitter.
Well, yeah, and also advantage maybe even a team that doesn't even deserve to win, you know, is now the away team has an advantage over the home team because they're the first team to get a guy placed at the right angle, right, mm-hmm. of the diamond. And, I mean, all it takes is a base hit. I mean, you know, it's kind of cheap, literally cheapens everybody's overall accomplishments. To, you know, I know that it's fun to get spoilers, you know, that are young and maybe, you know, give that team a win, you know, consolation prize. You know, you got one of our team that's got, you know, way more moxie and has got their stuff together. But I think it's going to create a lot of, you know, a form of ambiguity that it's going to get people swinging to the negative of the anxiety that it gives them, and they're going to get turned off by it, you know, unless you've got people who are just time freaks. And I don't think that can be so overplayed because there's so much else about baseball that we need to focus on than just time.
And it's good stuff, Rob. Appreciate the phone call. Opens up a line at 833-625-2278. Roxy Bernstein in for Chris Townsend. As the A's get the win in 11 today by a score of 8-4, and the A's now 11 games over at 51-40. Also paying attention, the Yankees still leading Houston 1-0. They're in the bottom of the fifth inning as Garrett Cole has given up a hit. So the Astros do have a runner aboard, and the lone hit by Abraham Toro, the third baseman for Houston, coming against Garrett Cole. 1-0 bottom five Yankees over Houston. Let's hit the phones. Let's go to the North Bay. Up to Santa Rosa. Mary, you're next up here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, hi there, Roxy. How you doing?
Hi, Mary. I'm doing great. You?
Good. I'm doing fantastic. Hey, I'm going to digress from what I initially want to talk about because I want to agree with you about the zombie runner on second. It's rubbish. I don't like it at all. And the seven-inning doubleheaders, that's rubbish as well. I mean, it just takes away from the integrity of the game. And as a fan, I think that it really puts teams at a disadvantage. And sometimes it puts teams that don't deserve it at an advantage. So I just don't like it all the way around. Garbage. It's got to go. Okay, now to my original point. Mm-hmm. So Jed Lowry. Jed Lowry is my favorite athletic. I love the man. And my daughter and I have both been in love with him. She's 20 now. She fell in love with him in 2012. He signed a ball for her at the Coliseum, and we have been following him for quite a while now. And today he was just clutch, and it really took the veteran hitters on our team to really solidify that game in the 11th inning. As hard as the rest of the game was, that 11th inning was just gold. And so anyhow, props to Jed. He's awesome. And props to Piscotty and the two Stanford alumni, which I love. I think that's just really phenomenal that we've got some really smart guys on the team. And when it comes down to crunch time, these guys really want to win, and they have just brought so much to this team. And I'm really glad that Steven's wrist is better. I mean, only a couple home runs in a couple of months. That's not great, but you know what? When it counted today, he delivered. So I'm really happy, because I've got to tell you that the last couple of weeks, actually the last month, since Canada the Banana has been gone, I have been having a really hard time listening and watching the games. And I don't watch. I listen. I'm a big radio fan. And the dulcet tones of Ken Korak and Vince are just, and Ray when he's on, are spectacular. Props to them. They're great. And I also want to say that I'm really enjoying listening to you. I have not heard you before. I think you're phenomenal. And I hope you get some more time on the air. And one last
you.
Thing.
Yes.
Jed's expression to the umpire with that really poorly called strike, as you will. My dad was a Navy pilot, and you know, the Navy's big on acronyms. So anyhow, what Jed gave the ump was what we call a YGBSM. It's the, you gotta be me. That's the look. That's what happened.
Yeah. So anyhow, Jed's Roxy, got that look down pat, doesn't he?
Oh, he does. He is. Yeah. And, you know, just on a strictly female side of things, my daughter and I refer to him as hotness, because the dude is just damn good looking. But he's a fine ball player. So it's not just the physical we're attracted to. He's got a brain. He's got looks. He's got a swinging bat. We love the Lowry here in this household in the North Bay. And you know what? Thanks for being on the air today, Roxy. I appreciate it. Hope I get to talk to you again. Have a
you
great
day. You
got
it, Mary. Thanks for chiming in. And, yeah, I guess on a day like today, even this Cal guy can put up with the Stanford guys coming through in the 11th inning for the Oakland A's. And I'm sure Bob Melvin, who's along the similar lines as me, can also appreciate those guys coming through in that four-run 11th inning, getting the A's the victory. 833-625-2278. Scott, who's up next in Novato? Nate in Novato was staying in the North Bay. Nate, welcome
hey,
to the
Roxy.
A's Clubhouse Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to hear your voice again. We've chatted a few times. It's been a bit.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, Gus, you know, Townie has not taken many days off, you know. He's thinking he's Cal Ripken now. He's gonna play every day.
Everybody needs some days off. I know that from personal experience, and I'm semi-retired. So, but hey, gut check win. I mean, I just listened to the whole game, and I was, like I say, my gut was there for it. I have a couple of questions, though. So the 10th inning, okay?
Okay.
And I would never, ever try and second-guess Bob Melvin. But, okay, so Sky Wilson tries to put down a sacrifice squeeze and doesn't pull it off. Okay, I get it. He's hitting about 100, and he's filling in. All right, those are hard to pull off. But, and then Wilson batting for Kemp, that took me by surprise, because I don't know anything about Wilson. You know, Kemp has been so important for the A's this year. Maybe you could fill us in a little bit more about Wilson and why you think Melvin made that move.
Well, it's a good question, Nate, because, you know, I'm thinking along. I'm also playing the manager game from my house as well, watching this unfold. And, look, I'll come to this without talking to Bob, but knowing how Bob thinks and he works a ball game, I think he played the left-right matchup and played the splits. So Rodriguez being a left-handed pitcher on the mound for Texas – and Kemp being a left-handed batter, I think he wanted to have the right-handed stick up there in that situation. So he sends Wilson up for his first major league at bat. And look, if Sky Bolt gets a better bunt down, then that could be the lead right there, right? Because then you're looking at a potential safety squeeze. But because the bunt was directed right back toward the mound, it didn't give the opportunity for the run to come in right there. And so Murphy had to stay at third base when that bunt was put down a little too sharply, I think, back toward the mound. If Bolt gets that bunt angled a little bit, whether it's the first base or third base line, I think it's more likely you see that run score. Luckily for the A's, Laureano would come through with that infield hit and bring that run in to give the A's the lead there in the top of the 10th inning. But if it had been a better position bunt, maybe it could have been a bigger inning. It didn't work out that way. And the runner did advance to second, so he had second and third. Then I think it's because Wilson, who's also an infielder, can play second base. That's why Bob didn't want to have to make two moves in hitting for Kemp, so he wanted to save maybe Frank Schwindel for later for a different opportunity. But I think for me, Nate, it was the left-right split that Kemp hasn't been as hot recently than he had been. If he was swinging the bat like he was, a couple of weeks ago, he maybe stays with him. But because I think some of the struggles that Kemp has had recently, I think that precipitated the move and why he pinch hit Wilson in that spot.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Rossi. That makes complete sense. And yeah, one thing I love about Melvin is he just knows who's hot and who's not. I mean, he doesn't have to just look at the numbers. He just says, okay, yeah. So what you said would explain everything. Do you think Wilson might be with the club for a bit? Do you see him as a platoon player, you know, playing fairly often? Or
look, we haven't seen much of him, and this was his major league debut today, but he was swinging the bat pretty well down in Vegas at AAA. For me, I look at the roster, Nate, and how it shakes out, right? Wilson's definitely here tomorrow. And then as this thing progresses into next week, you're hoping to have Mark Canha back on Friday, right? So if Canha can come back, that's going to force the A's to make a roster move. One of these guys is going to have to go down, whether it's Wilson, whether it's Schwindel. We'll see in which direction the A's want to go in, but there certainly will have to be a corresponding move should Mark Canha come back. And then you're wondering, okay, what's Mitch Moreland's situation, right? We don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. He's just on the injured list, and no reason is given. I don't know the situation. Right. Could he be back Friday? Right. I guess, but I'm not anticipating that, but you never know. So with these moves coming up, potentially, okay, if Canha comes back, somebody's going to have to go down. If Moreland can come back at some point soon, somebody else is going to have to go down. So I just think, Nate, it's a numbers game, right? And that's the way it's going to shake out. And when you have Kemp, who's versatile, can play second base. You have Lowry, who obviously can play second base. Looks like Chad Pinder's out for a bit, but he's certainly a versatile guy. But you look at the positions of need, and I think that's where they'll have to take a hard look and see exactly what will transpire as far as that corresponding move.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense. And, of course, that begs the even bigger question, which, you know, would be for someone else to ask in a week or two about the trade deadline. But that's,
You know, there's a lot of stuff coming up, Nate. And not just, okay, the deadlines, trade deadlines coming up in about 3 weeks. You also have the draft coming up tomorrow. Look, none of these players in the draft are going to be able to help you this year. I'll tell you what, though. If you've seen Jack Leiter, Al Leiter's kid, pitch for Vanderbilt this year, it wouldn't shock me if he was up in the major leagues before the end of the year. I think the kid is that good.
Wow.
He's going to go top five, top six picks. We'll see how it shapes out. You look at him and his teammate at Vanderbilt, Kumar Rocker, whose dad, Tracy Rocker, played in the NFL and is a defensive line coach in the NFL with the Eagles right now. Between the two, if I'm making the pick, it's no doubter for me I'm taking Jack Leiter. But I've seen a lot of people have Rocker ahead of him, so we'll see how this thing plays out. But he's a guy that I think could help somebody before the end of the year. But who knows what the situation will be. But, yes, the draft coming up tomorrow, and keep in mind, it's not 40 rounds like it used to be. It's only 20 now. But, you know, likelihood, whoever the A's draft, you know, because the A's are picking in the latter half of the first round, it's not going to be somebody who's going to be here for at least 2-3 years to help you.
Yeah, that makes sense, right? So they just got the people that they do and some people that they can bring up from AAA and then maybe a trade acquisition. Yeah, I have confidence. I think they'll scrap all the way to the end of the season. Maybe they'll be scrapping for the wild card instead of the division championship. But, hey, you know, I don't see them bowing out.
No, not this squad. Even with the struggles they've had recently dealing with some of the injuries. And let's face it, they're limping into the All-Star break right now. They're just you know, just trying to get there and then recharge the batteries for the second half. And I think the break's coming at a good time for the A's. And if they can win tomorrow, gives them some momentum heading into the second half of the year. Nate, appreciate the phone call. Thanks for chiming in.
My pleasure. Thanks, Roxy.
833-625-2278. All right, Scott, since, you know, this is my first go-around this year filling in for Uncle Tony, we got to take a break. We got to take a break. Is 960 dropping now? Okay, so if you want to continue listening to the A's Clubhouse Show, get to A's Cast. Go there. As Tony likes to say, the number one downloaded podcast in all of Major League Baseball. Over 3 million.
and counting. So go to A's Cast. We'll continue with the Clubhouse Show following an 8-4 victory over the Texas Rangers as we continue here on the A's Clubhouse Show along A's Cast, along the Oakland A's Radio Network.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. RingCentral is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
A's fans, join us for the biggest music festival in the fall. It's the inaugural Battle Axe and Tracks Music Festival, held October 2nd and 3rd in Carson City, Nevada. Grammy Award nominees Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Larkin Poe, Samantha Fish, and North Mississippi All-Stars are just four of the 15 acts. Festival activities also include axe throwing and Freedom Rail Bike Tours. Tickets on sale now with VIP two-day and single-day tickets available. Check out the full schedule at BattleAxeAndTracks.com. That's BattleAxeAndTracks.com.
A's fans, New Era Cap is proud to be the official cap of your Oakland Athletics. Next time you visit the Coliseum, be sure to drop by the New Era Cap stand to pick up your A's New Era Authentic Collection cap. Remember, you can always visit us at neweracap.com to shop our latest selection, including our limited edition and exclusive drops. New Era Cap, the official on-field cap of Major League Baseball.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Swings and drives one. Dead center. Back is Kane. To the track. At the wall. Jumps. It is gone. Matt Olson turns around Josh Hader and walks off the Brewers in game one of a three-game series.
You're listening to A's Cast.
And now the 0-1 pitch on the way is swung on and drilled to left. Way back. Yastrzemski will turn and watch, and the A's have tied it up on a ninth-inning grand slam by Stephen Piscotty.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
We're continuing on A's Cast and the A's Clubhouse Show. Roxy Bernstein in for Chris Townsend. I'll be with you tomorrow as well as Townie is on vacation. Heading into the All-Star break. And then I'll have A's Cast live for you next Friday from the Coliseum as we start the second half with the Cleveland Indians. And then I'll have next Saturday as well, and Uncle Tony will be back next Sunday when he gets back from his trip. And he can send me back to doing what I need to do, and he can get back to doing what he does. And that's being the voice and the grand master here of A's Cast and A's Cast Live. 1-0, the Yankees still leading Houston, so the A's are keeping an eye on that ball game. They're in the sixth inning there at Minute Maid Park in Houston, a home run by Aaron Judge. And around baseball today, we saw a number of All-Stars getting replaced, some selections, including Chris Bassitt being chosen now to go to the All-Star game. And Bassitt, again, will indeed start tomorrow for the Oakland A's, but some injury news around baseball. And I don't know if any of you saw the Ronald Acuna Jr. injury in Miami today, but it was painful to watch that. Ronald Acuna Jr., one of the great young stars in the game, certainly plays the game with high energy and flash and likes to showboat a little bit, which is fine. And he brings entertainment, he brings color to the game. And he's certainly a player that commands your respect as his ability to play, and also commands your eyeballs as well because of the amazing things he can do on the field. But he had a terrible injury today. He was going after a ball in the outfield there in Miami and at Marlins Park, and in right field, an awkward landing on the warning track, chasing after a fly ball, and he had to be carted off. You could see the pain
that he was in, the frustration, the discomfort, and it did not look good for Ronald Acuña Jr. There's still no word yet about the extent of the injury to Acuña, but it did not look good at all. The medical staff, Brian Snitker, the manager of the Braves, came racing out right away to check on Acuña, who was carted all the way from the right field corner to the first base dugout, which is the dugout occupied by the home team. And the medical staff and as well as some emergency workers there helped Acuña from the field. He had to be carried up the tunnel to the clubhouse and to get further examination on the injury. It appeared to his right foot, and he was in some distress and in real pain. You just hope for the best for Ronald Acuña, who had a really interesting weekend. And look, this stinks. This sucks that it happened to him and one of the bright young stars of the game. But he was involved in a situation yesterday where he got hit by a pitch. And look, he's been hit by, I think, the Marlins 7 times already this year. And so the frustration was already there. Look, it was a breaking ball. It wasn't intentional. That was clear. But I get the frustration that he had in terms of heading out toward the mound, barking at the Marlins pitcher. Jorge Alfaro, the catcher for Miami, had to restrain him. And I think it had been building, unfortunately, for Acuña, considering the number of times he was hit by the Marlins so far this year. And this is nothing new as far as him and the Marlins going at each other. It's been going on for a couple of years now, and I think it got to a boiling point, even though I think everybody, even Acuña, would admit that there was no intent, there was not an intentional hit by pitch to him the other day. But when it keeps happening over and over and over again, you can understand his frustration and why he was upset. But you're really hoping for the best right now. Send your thoughts to Ronald Acuña Jr. He could use him because the injury looked pretty bad for the Braves' young star, and it really is a shame to see that to anybody, but especially somebody of the stature of Ronald Acuña Jr. and where he is in the landscape of Major League Baseball right now, and one of these stars that we gravitate toward and get to watch. And it stinks because he's going to be out, it looks like, for a significant period of time. And it did not look good for Acuña in Miami today. But we're taking your phone calls here on A's Cast and the A's Clubhouse Show, 833-625-2278. After the A's get a big win against the Texas Rangers, and a much-needed win, because the way there was a lot of frustration the way you lost the ball game yesterday, because of the lack of offense, and the margin for error for the A's has been really thin as of late, and so every run right now gets accentuated because of the A struggles with runners in scoring position other than Jed Lowrie. So it was a ball game today where you just needed to have a good feeling after the frustration of last night and the tough loss. Look, last night you hit a number of balls on the screws. You barreled some bats up last night and some baseballs, and you just couldn't find holes, and you couldn't get those balls just to go through, right? You had, in the first, Ramon Laureano last night leads off the game with a single. And then Elvis Andrus, the runner going, hits a bullet right at Joey Gallo and Wright, who doubles off Laureano. And that's the way your ball game begins last night. And then you get to the second inning, and you've got a rally going. Matt Chapman singles, Sean Murphy singles. You got two on, one out. Runners at the corners. And then Seth Brown hits a bullet right at Andy Ibañez at first base, ends up being a double play as he doubles off Murphy. And those are the first two innings of your game last night. And you're able to have that 2-0 lead, and Cole Irvin was cruising. A no-hitter through five, and then unraveled for him in the sixth inning. And the A's, look, Sergio Romo came in, did a great job to limit the damage to 3 runs. And you're hoping your offense can come back. And you had that chance right away in the seventh. Now, 3 walks in the inning. The A's load the bases last night in the seventh. And with the shift on, Matt Olson hits a rocket on the ground. What, 110 miles an hour? The ball off the bat. Unfortunately, right into the shift, right at Nick Solak, who throws out Olson, ends the rally. And unfortunately, that was the way the ball game ended last night. Tough luck for the A's last night because they pitched pretty well. And they just could not get the hit, even though I thought they made strong contact last night. They only struck out seven times last night. There was good contact made by the A's, but it just got away from them last night. But then today, you get down 2-0 after one inning. You get the back-to-back home runs in the second to tie the game for Murphy and Brown. You take the lead, and then you turn it over to the bullpen, and then Jake Diekman struggles in the eighth. Luckily, Lou Trevino bails you out, but he was able to give up just the one run to limit the damage that Diekman had left for him. And then you get to extra innings. You're questioning, okay, what do I have left in my bullpen? You should feel better about your bullpen than Texas's, but the way things have been going lately for the A's and how tough the ball games have been, all of these one-run games, all these tight, gut-wrenching ball games the A's have had recently. And you're just wondering, okay, what's going to happen here? And they get that run in the 10th. Luckily, there was an error. And Laureano comes through with that two-out infield hit to bring in the zombie runner, Murphy. And the A's had the lead there 4-3. And then J.B. Wendelken, a little bit of a jam, did give up that ghost runner or the zombie runner to score. Then gets a double play ball to get out of it. Then you're up for 4 in the 11th and a much better feeling leaving the ballpark. Getting the win today, knowing you're coming back tomorrow with a chance to win this series to give you some momentum heading into the break, and then you can take a step back. And as Jed Lowry talked about with Vince a little while ago, you can refresh, you can reset both mentally and physically, and that's what the A's will try to do when they host the Indians in the homestand starting, a 5-game homestand starting at the Coliseum Friday with the Cleveland Indians. 833-625-2278. It is the A's Clubhouse Show. Roxy Bernstein in for Chris Townsend here in A's Cast. As we continue, we'll hear from the A's Clubhouse and much more as we continue on the A's Clubhouse Show. In 11, Oakland 8, Texas 4. This is the home for A's baseball, A's Cast.
Hey, A's fans, want to get away? Southwest Airlines has you covered. Southwest Airlines offers direct flights from Oakland to Hawaii, where you can catch some rays, ride the waves, or relax on the beach. Not a Rapid Rewards member? Sign up for free today to earn points when you fly. Learn more at southwest.com. Southwest Airlines, an official partner of the Oakland A's.
Ready for your next road trip? Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts to get everything you need to stay safe while traveling. Visibility on the road is so important and so easy to achieve. Get your windshield streak-free and crystal clear with Blue Magic Glass Cleaner. On sale now, 2 for $5. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Boot Barn, we take work boots seriously. We know that American-made boots have unmatched quality and craftsmanship, and Thorogood has been constructing job-fitted boots durably made in the USA since 1892. Not only built with the best materials, but their boots include the latest tested and certified comfort and safety features to support the toughest of workers. For specialized boots made in America, Thorogood at Boot Barn.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente.
If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Remember your kid's first bike ride? You were filled with pride and terror. Now she's 16 on her first solo drive, but this time in a Honda Civic, packed with Honda Sensing safety features and Apple CarPlay so she can check in. Just like we agreed, right, young lady? Right now, get a great deal on a new Civic at your Northern California Honda dealer or NorCalHondaDealers.com. Honda is family. Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-H-E-E.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
This is A's Clubhouse.
We continue on the A's Clubhouse show here on A's Cast. Roxy Bernstein with you. 833-625-2278 is the number. In 11, the A's, they score four times in the top 11. Then Oakland wins at 8-4 in Texas against the Rangers to even this series at a game apiece. Bassett and Allard tomorrow to wrap up the series and the first half. From Texas, 11:35 a.m. Pacific with the first pitch. We'll have the A's Total Access Show beginning at 10:35 on A's Cast and the Oakland A's Radio Network. A big day also in baseball tomorrow as it's the amateur draft is taking place. Push back a little later this year. And again, it's only going to be 20 rounds as opposed to the 40 we've seen in previous years. But they'll get through day one tomorrow as the A's will pick in the latter half of the first round. But if you want to sound smart tomorrow, you're talking some draft, you know, you get together with some buddies for breakfast or lunch and you're talking about the draft. And let's face it, a lot of people don't know about these amateur prospects. I happen to because those who are familiar with me know I call a lot of college baseball for ESPN, as well as the Pac-12 network. So I've seen a bunch of these people, and I've read up on the draft prospects a lot. If you want to sound smart tomorrow, a couple Bay Area guys to keep an eye on that could go on the first day of the draft. Brendan Beck, starter from Stanford. His older brother Tristan is a top prospect with the Braves. Was a fourth-round pick out of Stanford back in 2018. Well, Brendan Beck is the younger brother of Tristan Beck, who really emerged this year's velocity up to 96, was Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year. Was a great curveball, outstanding command. I think he's a guy that will be a lot of interest to people, could have a quick rise to the minor leagues. He's a guy to keep an eye on. St. Mary's left-hander, Kai Bush, an interesting story. Started his career at Washington State, really struggled, went to a junior college or went to the smaller route, and then went to Central Arkansas, I believe, which is a Division I school. And then he came back out to the West Coast in St. Mary's, a big physical lefty, 6'6", 240 pounds, has a power fastball, sits 93, 94 even late in games, can run it up there to 96, has an impressive slider, a changeup that is a really good pitch as well. So I think he's a guy as well. So two Bay Area guys to keep an eye on that will go early in the draft. And then one of the bats, for some reason, that if you look at The Athletic and their recent projection and the way they see the first round playing out, and a guy that they have drawn a connection to with the A's is Wright State. Yes, Wright State second baseman Tyler Black. Ty Black, who's moved up the charts recently, one of the top second base prospects in this draft, a native of Ontario, Canada. Believe it or not, you probably believe it, was a hockey standout in high school, was a tremendous hockey player, has great athleticism that's transferred over to the Diamond, but really has shown and flourished as a second baseman at Wright State. Can steal bases. He walked more than he struck out this year. I think that's one of the reasons why people are trying to connect the dots to the A's. But in one of the projections that The Athletic did, that they could see him being the A's pick there when the A's pick, I believe, what, 25 is when they're going in the first round. But the draft will be tomorrow evening, so keep an eye on that. A busy few days for Eric Kubota, the A's scouting department, in conjunction, of course, with David Forrest, the A's general manager, and Billy Bean, the A's president of baseball operations. But they get a win today, and a much-needed victory for the Oakland A's, who even the series with the Texas Rangers, and they did it. Had to go extra innings to do it, but they got it. Here are the final totals again for today's ball game for the A's. 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 5. For the Rangers, 4 runs, 6 hits with an error. 11 runners left aboard. J.B. Wendelken gets the win. He is 2-1. The loss goes to Spencer Patton. For Texas, he is 0-1. Time of the game, 3 hours, 55 minutes in front of 30,030 at Globe Life Field today. 6 home runs total were hit. 4 by the A's. Sean Murphy hit his 11th, number 10 for Seth Brown. Jed Lowry hit his 9th, and Stephen Piscotty his 1st since mid-May in a big 2-run blast in that 4-run 11th, his 5th of the year. Texas went back-to-back in the first inning. Adolis Garcia his 22nd, and Joey Gallo hitting number 24. We wrap up the series in first half tomorrow, so join us right here on A's Cast for A's Total Access beginning at 10:35. Taking you up until first pitch at 11:35 tomorrow morning. It'll be Chris Bassitt, 9-2, the All-Star, who was named an All-Star today, and a 3.41 ERA. And Bassitt will take on the lefty Colby Allard, 2-5, but an impressive 3.45 ERA for the left-hander for the Texas Rangers. But Bassitt, 9-0 in his last 16 starts. And it's a career-best winning streak for him as he has had a brilliant first half. And in 2 starts against the Rangers this season, 2-0 with a .64 ERA. Would love to keep that going against Texas tomorrow. So we'll have it for you here. Thank you to everybody along A's Radio for making this one possible, especially to Scott Passerino back in our studios there at A's Network Central. For Ken Korak, Vince Catronio, Ray Fossey, and Chris Townsend, Roxy Bernstein saying thanks for joining us again. The final in 11. It was the A's 8, the Rangers 4. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10:35 with A's Total Access right here on A's Cast.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When it's a warm day and your car's AC is blowing hot air, you need some relief. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and talk to our professional parts people about AC Pro refrigerant recharge kits for your vehicle. Buy now and you'll get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate. Keep cool this summer with AC Pro refrigerant at O'Reilly Auto Parts, in-store or at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So, How can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect,
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $20 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N731 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But it's only fourth period, and you have to teach English to a bunch of kids all afternoon. But don't let that stop you from enjoying those juicy, boneless wings. Why not just pop in that Romeo and Juliet DVD, kick up your feet, and click order now? Shakespeare can take it from here. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Get the Big Night In bundle at Wingstop.com. 25 boneless wings for $16.99 at participating locations only.
Okay, ladies, we all know one of the greatest feelings in the world when you get together with a friend and she says,
"Girl, those pants look amazing on you."
But even though I'm happy dancing inside, I just play it cool and say, "Thanks, they're Skechers Go Walk Wear pants." And why do I always get compliments on these casual, athletic, stretchy pants? Because whether I'm hanging with friends or working out, nothing beats the fit, comfort, and versatility of Skechers Go Walk Wear. They're made with comfortable Go Flex fabric that has compression and hold, including a double compression waistband. What's that mean? It gives me curves in all the right places and minimizes the spots where I want a little help. And the versatility is incredible. Go Walk Wear pants have four pockets, two back and two side. Plus, they're machine washable and come in extended sizes, so everyone can look great in these pants. Easy care, easy wear, and made to fit every body. That's the Skechers Go Walk Wear line of pants. Find yours at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, and find retailers everywhere.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Brantley going back at the track, right to the wall. He'll turn and watch it fly. And the A's take a 1-0 lead.
On the run back is Cannon to the wall. Jumps at the wall. He's got it. A Joe Rudy type catch against the wall.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A's cast on your device for access to exclusive A's content, including pre and post game for every game.
Laureano going back at the track, right to the wall. He's there, and he makes a phenomenal catch.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of Oakland A's Baseball.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.